Boston is in the throes of delirium and disbelief after the Red Sox did what had never been done before in postseason baseball. They rebounded from being down 0-3 to the Yankees, won four games straight, and are heading to the World Series for the first time since 1986. They'll play the winner of this evening's National League playoff game, the Houston Astros versus the St. Louis Cardinals. For some insight into the Red Sox improbable victory, we called the iconoclastic former Red Sox pitcher Bill Lee, affectionately known as Spaceman. First, we got his answering machine, which carries this apology to the Red Sox second baseman Mark Bellhorn, whose crucial home run in Game 6 redeemed an otherwise lackluster playoff performance.
If I said any disparaging words about Bellhorn on my first message, I apologize.
I apologize.
We all apologize.
We've reached Bill Lee in Maui, where he's on vacation. And, Mr. Lee, it sounds like you have been bad-mouthing the Red Sox, Mark Bellhorn.
Yes, I have, and I apologize, and now we're winning, and that's all that matters.
So all is forgiven.
All's forgiven right now. It's amazing. We were emotionally drained. When they won, we were too tired to celebrate.
Too tired to celebrate, even you?
Even me, yeah. We went through about 14 bottles of blue agave reposada, and we're running really low on the island right now, and someone could make a lot of money with an emergency run over here.
Now, Mr. Lee, you and I spoke last year just about this time, and you told us then that the planets were aligned for a Red Sox-Cubs series. And
yes.
Things didn't quite go that way. It was Yankees and Marlins. I'm wondering what your cosmic forecast is this year.
Well, I've stuck with Red Sox, St. Louis Cardinals. I've always thought it happens about every 15 years, 46, 67. Now it would be 2004, a little bigger gap in the last one. But I love the Yankees. There was a fan running around trying to mock the Babe, and he was dressed in white, and he looked like an angel, and I thought that was a good omen. And then they had Bucky Dent throw out the first pitch, and I said, it's in the bag, boys, it's in the bag. They're pulling out all the stops. The Yankee fans are more superstitious than us.
Okay, now let's talk about Bucky Dent here. He hit the home run in 1978 that doomed the Red Sox, and are you saying it's a little bit of karmic inversion here, that they got what was coming to him?
It is. For 100 years, ever since, they took Babe, and then they stole our whole pitching staff. The 1923 Yankees, 81 of the games were won by ex-Red Sox pitchers, and that was the first year they went the distance. But now with the economy going into shambles and the price of gas, I believe that the evil empire is over and all karmic energy will transfer to north of New York City.
Okay, well, let's review, though. The Sox have made it to the World Series four times since 1918, lost all four times in the seventh game of the series.
Yes.
What about that?
Well, we're going to make it to the seventh game, and we're going to win it. In fact, we're going to win it in 3.5 games. We're going to beat the Cardinals so bad that they won't even show up for the last four innings.
Never been done before.
First time a team's ever folded because they ran out of players.
You're going out on a limb with that one.
I'm going, well, you got to be positive. The problem with New England is they're too negative. They sit on their hands. When I was pitching in the seventh game of the World Series, I had a lead, and they ended up sitting on their hands, and it was like deathly silent.
Some fans remember very well what you said before that game, the seventh game in the series in 1975. Do you remember what you said?
No. What did I say? Before the 75 World Series?
Yeah, it had to do with the Elliott Lounge.
Oh, yes. Their starting pitchers. Yeah, that was their starting pitcher, Don Gullett, going to the Hall of Fame. And I said, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm sure after the game I'm going to the Elliott Lounge.
That's a bar.
And I've been drinking free, yeah, until it turned it into a sushi bar. But that's the way it goes. Times change, but I still drink free in Boston, and that's why I'm on Maui.
You know, a lot is made about the curse of the Bambino, kind of a silly thing, but I wonder if you put any stock in it, and if you do, if you think that the curse is lifted.
I don't put any stock. I'm the one who started that. Shaughnessy came to me in 88 and said, how come the Red Sox can't win? And I said, why don't you dig up the body of Babe Ruth and ask him? And I just made it tongue-in-cheek that basically he was bought, he was stolen, but we should have won a lot of times. We should have won in 72. We lost to Detroit. We should have won in 76 if he didn't have the brawl in New York and I had my arm broken. I beat the Yankees 12 times. All I had to do was throw my glove out and I could beat the Yankees.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda. That's the name of my new restaurant outside of Cooperstown. Did you know that?
I did not.
That is. That's woulda, shoulda, coulda, and it's all the guys that should have been in the Hall of Fame but just had a bad break in their career. And that's all the rest of us, and it's going to be the biggest drinking bar outside of Cooperstown.
Well, Bill Lee, great to talk with you, and enjoy the series.
You bet. Have fun.
Former Red Sox pitcher Bill Spaceman Lee speaking with us from Maui. You're listening to All Things Considered.